We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Jim McBride is a great writer for the Boston Globe. Back on the bench tonight, waxing up Pats and Falcons in a rematch of the Super Bowl on Sunday night in Foxborough. It's funny how, Jim, the Falcons don't want to talk about it at all. I've heard Quinn say we don't have any reason to talk about it. And then I heard Gronk say that the Pats aren't allowed to talk about it. But you know what? I am allowed to talk about it. And that was the greatest joke I've ever seen in my life. What did you think? And can you believe that they're playing in a rematch on Sunday night up there at Gillette? I don't care what either one of them say.
Yeah, it's still that comeback is still unbelievable in my mind. I think about that night all the time, writing two stories, basically having two stories going at the same time because you just didn't know what was going to happen once the Patriots kind of turned that tide in the fourth quarter. So it's nice to have it. That interview with Gronk was really funny this week for him to even admit that that he's been told and the guys in the locker room have been told to keep it on lockdown. So even when they admit something like that, it's kind of funny for us.
So, Jim, what do you think of how the Patriots are playing these days?
Well, I think they still have a lot of problems on defense, but I think you've seen the last couple of weeks with Hightower returning. I think that settled a lot of things down for them because he was the guy that all those guys on the defense looked to last year to kind of settle things, to get everyone in the right spot. And, his first week back from the injury – they had him playing on the edge a little or actually a lot. And I think that kind of threw guys off. And, Stephon Gilmore had some trouble with adjusting the zone defenses. And, you saw him play much better when they gave him a man assignment Thursday in that Thursday night game against Tampa. And so I think they're still a work in progress. I don't think you really have to worry about that offense too much. They're going to score their points even, the Edelman injury hurts, obviously. But, with Tom there, they're always going to find a way to get in the end zone. So I think that defense is still – they're still a work in progress, and they're still the first thing everyone's going to point to when they say what's wrong with the Patriots. But, this team, as always, is going to be a lot better at the end of November and early December than they are right now.
Didn't Hogan get banged up last week? How's he doing?
Yeah, he was limited in practice. He took a shot to the ribs in the Jets game. But, he seems to always get a little dinged up. He plays so much. He's so versatile. He plays on almost every play. He's upwards of 90, 95% of the plays. So, we saw him in the locker room walking around a little gingerly, but I expect he's going to answer the bell.
So Brady was talking about Matt Ryan, and he said, in not so many words, he doesn't need any help from me because Matt Ryan is a really good quarterback. There's no denying it. And he's got Julio Jones. How weird do you think it is, to be honest with you, to be, not just to be playing him, but you cannot – you just cannot see them without immediately drudging up that second half of that Super Bowl when you're up 25 points and then you never do another thing the rest of the game and Brady cuts you like a knife, like Jack the Ripper. He took their heart right out of their chest. How can you see that guy on a pro football field as Tom Brady walking across the field to shake his hand or whatever and not think back to that fateful day for the Falcons and great day for the Pats?
Yeah, especially where the Falcons really haven't learned anything. It doesn't seem like they blew a 17-point lead to the Dolphins last week. So, you look back at that drive in the fourth quarter when they could have kicked the field goal. They could have just ran the ball. They could have sat on the ball and kicked the field goal and made it an 11-point game. It would have been a totally different story. So, They kind of look like the same. I know Sarkisian's the offensive coordinator now and Shanahan's out in San Francisco, but they kind of look like the same team to me with the same kind of really questionable play calling. They've blown two leads already this year, and they really should have lost that Detroit Lions game too. That Golden Tate game where they had the 10-second runoff. So, it's it's funny that they're playing the NFC South again this year, and this game is in prime time. It'll be funny to see if they learn their lesson when they come up to Foxborough.
Were you surprised when the Panthers went in there and kicked your ass?
Yeah, it was very surprising, you know, because Cam hadn't really been playing all that well up until that game. His shoulder, he seemed to be coming back slow from that, and he hadn't really been that mobile. So, you know, that was really the first game where the defense got exposed as I shouldn't say that, the opening game too against Kansas City. But I was surprised because I was expecting, a home crowd like that for the Patriots to lose two out of their first three home games. It was really surprising because I thought the Panthers still hadn't played up to their potential from 2 years ago when they made the Super Bowl. But, you know, Cam kind of made a believer out of me that night. He was on fire.
The great Jim McBride is back on a bench from the Boston Globe. He is on regularly talking everything Boston sports with us. Let me ask you about Patricia and the job that he's doing. How close is he with Belichick? And at any point, is there calls for his neck? Because they don't look like the same team at all. But I know there's certainly definite quarters to the season, almost like a game. There's four quarters, and, here we are in the second quarter of it, and they just don't look good at all. Has there been calls for that guy's neck?
Not really. You know, the Patriots kind of get a long leash up here because of the past success, and I think people are pointing more to the personnel differences. You know, defensive end's been tough for them this year. They lost, Chris Long is gone, Jabal Sheard's gone, Ninkovich retired. That's had a lot to do with it, and Hightower's been injured, and then there's, Gilmore straight out for Logan Ryan. And Logan Ryan is kind of an underestimated guy that they lost last year because really a glue guy, very physical guy, very smart guy. So I think it's the new personnel that's kind of – and the injuries have kind of, are really the big difference and not so much Patricia being the problem. I think, if they go three or four more games where they haven't really solidified things, then you might have more questions. But, so far, really haven't been questioning the coaching staff much up here.
Jim, did anybody that you talked to admit that they got lucky against the Jets with that crappy call?
They didn't really admit that they got lucky, but a lot of them were adamant that it wasn't a touchdown, but they certainly didn't think it was a touchback. I think most of the guys that I talked to thought it was going to be, a first and goal situation from the one for the Jets. I think a lot of them were surprised. You know, Malcolm Butler said after the game, I knew the ball was juggled, but I didn't know that it was a touchback. So, I think that, the referee said they called it by the letter of the law and even on review was right, but it's a crappy rule. I mean, I think that I personally think the Jets got robbed too. I mean, that was at the very least, they should have been given the ball at the 1 foot line.
So you wrote a nice piece about Butler. It's been weird, his career up there, from Super Bowl hero to being talked about like they're going to trade him ever since. Like, what do you get from him when you sit down with him?
He's the same old Malcolm. I think he struggled early this year, and I think the contract situation was kind of in his head a little bit this year. They signed Stephon Gilmore to big money. But he's come around since then, and he's kind of the same old Malcolm that he was, when he first arrived, very hungry guy, very sticky guy. And you saw that example in that play where, I think the Jets kind of got robbed, but you saw his competitiveness. He's a guy that plays all the way through the whistle. I was surprised that the contract thing had bothered him, and he kind of admitted that, he hadn't played up to par in the preseason and maybe his head was somewhere else. But, I think he's more focused now on the task at hand and knowing that, he's going to get paid next year, whether it's in New England or somewhere else. Someone's going to give Malcolm Butler his payday. And I think that's, he's kind of got that in his head, and now he's just focusing on the field. And that's why his play has you've seen an uptick in his play, certainly the last 2 weeks, than you had seen in the first couple of weeks.
It's so obvious what Gronkowski – by the way, they call him Scrap, your boy Butler. But it's so obvious how Gronkowski makes this offense go with Brady. It's unbelievable their connection. and their ability to hook up and that guy's ability to score touchdowns, it really is amazing. He's such a monster.
When he's feeling good, there's no offensive guy like him in the league. You know, when he's 100% healthy like he is right now, you know, he's coming off that thigh bruise he had before the Tampa game. You know, he's just a guy that's you know, nightmare matchup is kind of a cliche, but he's the original nightmare matchup. I mean, the safeties are just too small to handle him, and linebackers are too slow to handle him, to see him. You saw him pick a pass off a guy's helmet last week. I mean, him and Brady, you know, they've called Gronk the football savant before, and that's the way he is. And, you know, he was in a really good mood yesterday, so I suspect he's feeling really good. And when he's like that, he's very, very dangerous. There's no other weapon like him.
So what's been the fallout from the Gordon Hayward injury up in Boston? Are people freaking out about it, and are they worried that their season's going to be a problem?
Yeah, man, there were people lining up to jump off the Tobin after that the other night, man. It was so scary. You know, people have such high hopes for the Celtics this year. And, you know, now I think they're going to be leaning on those kids, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, a lot more than they thought. You know, it was a scary scene, really gruesome. And, you know, I think people are just trying to deal with the reality of it right now.
How about Brown, though, the way he's been playing, and Tatum? They've looked fantastic. And if I were them, I mean, obviously they don't want to lose their star player to go along with Kyrie. But let's face it, these guys are going to get massive burn out of this. They could be licking their chops.
Yeah, this could be the silver lining to this injury, if there is such a thing. Because these kids are going to grow up fast. Jaylen Brown is so athletic and so fast. He almost looks a tick ahead of everyone else on the court, even ahead of Kyrie Irving at this point. But, you know, we like the way he played last year. Now he's going to be more part of the rotation. I think what you're looking for now is who's going to take that big shot in the fourth quarter. I think it was going to be split between Hayward and Irving, and now it's kind of all on Irving's shoulders. So we'll see. Those young guys are exciting, though.
Great stuff, Jim. Jim McBride with the Boston Globe. Jim, enjoy the game Sunday night. It should be awesome. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always, brother.
You bet, Scott. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Sox manager.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But before I go, I got 45 seconds. It's going to be Alex Cora, right?
I think so. I think he makes the most sense. He knows, you know, he knows the Red Sox organization. He's got bench coaching experience, and he's really smart and really respected. So I think he's the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, you guys look great in the playoffs, Jim.
How about a timely hit? Can we get a timely hit next year?
Yeah, you're telling me. Unbelievable. We got to see what the Yankees can do in Houston Friday and Saturday. I'm sure everybody in Boston's pulling for them.
Yeah, everyone's got their orange and blue on.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, Jimmy, I love you.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, Jim McBride, the great writer with the Boston Globe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.